As we prepare to kick off the 2025 season next week, we look at a few of the athletes from our six core area schools that will likely have their names called often on our broadcasts across KNIA and KRLS. The Pella football team is coming off one of their greatest seasons in program history, capped with a 4A runner-up finish at the Unidome last fall. While multiple key players graduate from Jay McKinstry's final season, the new-look Dutch will rely on two key offensive playmakers for explosive opportunities and their field generals on defense to stop a difficult schedule from scoring.
And he does. Pump fake over the middle, looking for Mullins. That pass is caught at the 45. Off to the races is Mullins. 40, 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown Pella. No flags. Another Randall Roofing raise the roof moment for Harrison Mullins. 89 yards later.
Holy cow.
Harrison Mullins is coming off an explosive track and field season that had him in contention for state titles in the sprinting events, and that speed was starting to show by the end of last football season. Mullins is a future South Dakota State Jackrabbit, and in his senior season, will be the go-to weapon for downfield plays and projects to be one of the top wideouts in all of Iowa football in 2025. His 19.7 yards per catch ranked third in Class 4A in 2024.
Hand off to Emmanuel Deers, breaks the tackle, and he is gone! 40, 30, 20, 10, 5! Touchdown Pella, Emmanuel Deers, 81 yards.
Emmanuel Deers will be Pella's workhorse in the backfield again this year, with the task of shouldering most of the running load after the graduation of dual-threat quarterback Colin Kern. He was most explosive in the flats as a receiving threat by the end of the year and remains a tough tackle for most defenders. His 2,048 all-purpose yards ranked second in Class 4A a year ago and is the top returning mark in 2025.
Fourth and 9 for Clear Creek Comana out of the timeout. Poynton fakes left. He wanted to run. He's under pressure. Tries to throw, and it is knocked away. Incomplete, and it's Warner making a fourth down play again.
Pella's defense might be the best in Class 4A returning on paper, with the majority of playmakers set to return in key positions. Arguably the most impactful is Nate Warner. Selected as a Des Moines Register elite all-state linebacker, Warner disrupted some of the best playmakers in Class 4A on the road to the Unidome. Nate's 109.5 tackles was second best in Class 4A last fall. Warner's committed to the University of Central Missouri.
18-10. Brick rolling out to his left, throws to the end zone. It's intercepted!
Ramey got it.
Ramey intercepted.
That's our turnover, baby. That's what we needed.
Described by Pella head coach Ben Ballard as the quarterback of the Dutch defense, Rex Ramey aims to be one of the most impactful defensive backs in Class 4A. Ramey recovered a fumbled and tallied 3 interceptions last year, including on a pivotal 2-point try by Indianola in a classic matchup. Ramey improved his speed in the spring and has major potential to create scoring chances on defense. Knoxville went 4-5 last fall, and looking to build on the momentum of continued improvement, the Panthers will see just one familiar opponent on the schedule this year. Looking to lead Knoxville back to the postseason this season will be junior quarterback Roston McCarty.
Roston McCarty in shotgun. He'll take a low snap, gets it, looks to throw. He gets away from one, coming to the near side. Now he'll throw, and it is... Is it caught? It is by Eli Fuller. How about that?
In limited action last fall, McCarty completed just over 53% of his passes while combining to record just over 350 total yards and 5 touchdowns. McCarty's top target in the passing game will be fellow junior Eli Fuller, who burst onto the scene last season for the Panthers.
Down the middle, and it is caught at the 4. Touchdown, Eli Fuller. There is your trivia answer, folks. Who caught the first Knoxville touchdown at Randy Wilson Track? And it will go down as Eli Fuller.
As a sophomore last fall, Fuller broke the single-game receptions record against Creston, grabbing 10 passes in the contest. Overall, Eli caught 31 passes for just over 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. Joining Fuller as one of the top options in the passing game for McCarty will be junior Tayshawn Connor.
Wide to the near. Here is Woolsey looking to throw. He does. Bullet pass! Touchdown, Knoxville! Tayshawn Connor! That was bullseye between the 1 and 4, and Tayshawn gives Knoxville a 2-touchdown lead.
An athletic player that could serve as a deep threat in the Knoxville offense, Connor reeled in 25 passes last year as a sophomore, recording just over 250 yards and 2 touchdowns. Defensively, the Panthers will look quite different in 2025, graduating 9 of their top 10 leaders in tackles this past season, but return the overall leader of that group.
I formation, and here is Ethan McNeil with the ball, and he has a first down across the 50. Fumble the ball, Knoxville has it, going the other way, Jackson Clark.
30, down the far sidelines, and ushered out of bounds.
Junior Jackson Clark led Knoxville with 43 and a half tackles as a sophomore, recording 37 of those as solo tackles, while adding two tackles for loss, two fumble recoveries, a sack, and an interception. Making the jump to 5A in 2025, Indianola will look to make it back to the postseason behind the play of their senior quarterback, Asher Brick.
Going in motion from right to left, Mitchell Bauer fakes the handoff. Brick takes a shot deep. He's got Riley Hilton wide open at the 40, to the 30, to the 20. A foot race from behind. He's tackled at the 5-yard line. Rylan Hilton goes for 60 more yards, and it's first and goal, Indianola.
As a junior, Brick threw for over 1,300 yards, recording 11 touchdowns, while also rushing for 140 yards and another three scores. Helping Brick in trying to get the Indians back to the playoffs will be his top receiving threat from last season in Rylan Hilton.
Brick fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right. He's going to toss it down the field. Wide open, Rylan Hilton caught at the 40. Up the sideline, splits the defender. Stay on his feet. Rylan Hilton going all the way for a touchdown.
And book your next stay at a Hilton with reservations for six.
The junior's coming off a sophomore campaign in which he caught 22 passes while scoring four touchdowns and averaging 17.6 yards per catch. Hilton also played a big role on special teams a year ago, returning 10 kickoffs and averaging 22.3 yards per return. Indianola's defense will see many new faces stepping in to fill roles as the top seven tacklers from 2024 graduated, and one player that will anchor the new-look defense will be senior linebacker Gabby King. As a junior, King recorded 20 tackles, 13 of which were solo, and four tackles for loss. Looking to reach the postseason for a staggering 18th consecutive season, Pele Christian makes the jump to Class 2A, and will have a trio of seniors that will try to make that happen.
Pele Christian strikes there, and now on the backside of this, it's again Franzman. Ritzer finds Franzman, rolling to his right. He stops, fires back to the left side. 25-yard strike from Ritzer to Franzman, and Pele Christian is answered back.
Brecken Ritzer was a key player on both sides of the ball a year ago for Pele Christian, throwing for 11 touchdowns and just shy of 850 yards at quarterback, while also recording 18 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, and an interception as a defensive back in his junior season.
Colfax Mingo, Hostetter over the middle, throws it right into the hands of Garrett Wheeler, who's got it at the 25 for the Eagles. Great job by Garrett Wheeler stepping in front and getting a takeaway for the Eagles after what was a disappointing third down play.
The most versatile player on the squad last season, Garrett Wheeler filled several different roles for the Eagles in 2024. Offensively, Wheeler started his junior season on the offensive line, but after an injury to Ritzard in week one, slid in to play quarterback in weeks two and three. Upon Richard's return, Garrett moved to an H-back role where he settled in for the rest of the season. Wheeler's consistent role came on the defensive side of the ball as a linebacker, where he led Pele Christian with 49 and a half tackles while adding four tackles for loss and an interception.
Yeah, Sykes gets this one away, and it's a great punt. Nunnacoven will catch it at around the 25. He's looking for his blockers. He's got him set up. He's at the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Landon Nunnacoven.
A weapon in every facet of the game, Landon Nunnacoven will be looked at as a player to fill a bigger role in 2025. As a junior, Nunnacoven most notably made a name for himself on special teams, returning both a kickoff return and punt return for a touchdown, while averaging 35.4 yards per kick return and 20.1 yards per punt return. As a defensive back, Nunnacoven was also the Eagles' third leading tackler last season, recording 42 and a half tackles. Landon also saw limited action at running back behind Pele Christian's senior duo last fall, recording 63 yards on 7 carries. Also making the jump to 5A this season, Norwalk is trying for their third straight playoff appearance and will be looking to three seniors and a junior to return to postseason play.
Second down and 5 for the Warriors. Hatlovic back to pass. Going deep again.
He's got Eli Robbins there.
Wide open. Touchdown. Yeah. Touchdown, Norwalk. It's a 41-yard touchdown completion in our first Raise the Roof moment of the game tonight. A 41-yard connection between James Hatlovic and Eli Robbins.
The speedy Eli Robbins returns for his senior year as a big play threat offensively, defensively, and on special teams. As a receiver last year, Robbins led the Warriors with just shy of 600 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns on 39 catches. He added 541 total rushing and passing yards and 5 more scores as an elusive Wildcat quarterback. Robbins makes an impact from his defensive corner spot as well. His 4 interceptions last year included a 95-yard pick 6 in the Warriors' 21-7 upset win at Lewis Central. Robbins is also a dangerous return man on both kickoffs and punts. James Hatlovic, the Warriors' 6'5 senior signal caller, returns for his second season as the starter with a positive year of experience under his belt. Hadlovic completed 58% of his pass attempts last fall, throwing for more than 1,600 yards and 18 touchdowns, while only being intercepted 6 times. In Norwalk's biggest win of the year at Lewis Central, Hadlovic fired a pair of long touchdown passes to Eli Robbins and Brady Schmitz.
They'll fake the handoff to
Tatum. Oh, we got Brewer.
Going to take a shot right down the middle field.
Go,
Luke! The post right is there. Luke Brewer has it, 30, 20. He's going to be run down just short of the goal line at the 1 yard line. But a huge play there for the Warriors.
Luke Brewer, Norwalk's highly recruited tight end and defensive end, is still just a junior entering his 3rd year of varsity football. He led the team with 44 receptions last fall, good for 493 yards and 2 touchdowns. Defensively, Brewer was a frequent disruptor in opposing backfields, leading the team with 4 sacks and tying for the team lead with 7 tackles for loss. A newer name to become familiar with is senior Gavin Deemer, who will be the Warriors' new running back this year, taking over for 3-year starter Dominic Tigner. Deemer brings some extra speed to the offensive backfield and will also start at safety on the defense. He totaled 34 tackles and an interception last season. A team with high expectations this season, the Newton Cardinals are seeking their first playoff win in over a decade after 4 consecutive winning seasons and postseason appearances in each of the last 3 years. Hoping to guide Newton to a deep postseason run are a pair of seniors and a pair of juniors.
And now Martin goes in motion. Fates Coley, Klein to the left side. Trying to get the corner. Has it. 45-50, bursts of speed, 40, 30, down the sideline, 20, 10, he's going to go, touchdown, Caton Klein. That is a 57-yard touchdown run over the left side, and Caton Klein takes it to the house with 1 second left in the first quarter.
Fresh off of winning the 200-meter dash at the state track and field meet last May, senior quarterback Caton Klein will look to build off of an impressive junior year. Klein was selected to the Iowa Football Coaches Association All-State Second Team offense last year as a utility player after throwing for over 1,400 yards and 8 touchdowns and running for over 1,100 yards and 14 touchdowns.
It's a big third down now for Newton. They need 11 to keep the drive alive, not have to punt it away. Up by 6. Screen, near side, and up, and he's got the first down. Move the first down, Isaiah Hansen. A screen works for the extra yard, what they needed for the first down. So move the chains, a big, big third down conversion for the Cardinals with 5:37 left, up by 6, 2014 to keep the ball out of the hands of the Norwalk offense.
Joining Caden in the backfield will be junior running back Isaiah Hansen, who in limited action last season averaged 4.7 yards per carry on 51 rushing attempts and scored 5 touchdowns.
Wide out to the near side, Bauer, third down, 11. That goes in motion, Thomason. Another throw over the middle. Finn Martin has it at the 10. 5, dives for the end zone. He's down at the 1. Finn Martin. A little crossing route. Comes free in the middle of the field. Catches it about the 17 and runs straight towards the end zone and is brought down at the 1.
Klein's top target in the passing game will once again be fellow senior Finn Martin. As a tight end last fall, Martin led the Cardinals in receiving with 35 receptions for over 600 yards. A first-team all-district selection last season, Finn averaged 18.2 yards per catch and scored 4 touchdowns. Defensively, the Cardinals will be led by junior linebacker Nick Milburn, who was named to the Iowa Football Coaches Association All-State First Team Defense last year. As a sophomore, Milburn led Newton with 9.5 tackles for loss, as well as 102 total tackles, 95 of which were solo. Milburn was also selected to the Class 4A All-District 4 first-team defense and was chosen as the district co-defensive MVP with Pella's Nate Warner. Previewing the players to watch from our 6 core area schools in 2025, for KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Tyler Crabb.